And Daron Harmon brought to you by Mass General Cancer Center, every day amazing, and by Anderson Windows and your local Anderson Windows dealer. Daron, good to see you.
Hey, good to see you too, guys. How you doing?
Doing great, thanks. We were just talking about the defense and Gerard Mayo and kind of getting himself acclimated to calling signals and stuff. How's that gone so far for you guys?
It's a process. I mean, it's a process for all of us right now. It's the beginning of the season. We're working hard each and every day. The players are working hard at playing the game the right way, taking our techniques, our fundamentals, and putting it, obviously, from drills to team periods right now. And then the coaches are working the same way. I mean, Gerard, obviously, he's been calling the plays for us. So he's working at making sure he can get the play in on time. And, I mean, he's been doing a good job for us. I mean, obviously, it's going to be some growing pains. I wouldn't even call them growing pains. It's going to be some things that we got to get better at. But right now, I like where we're headed.
You guys obviously have a talented, experienced back end. But the other night we saw, I think, what this front end can be. And I think it was 9 sacks and just making plays in the run at the line of scrimmage.
With no game planning or anything.
How exciting is that in the back end to see? I mean, this defense has a lot of experienced talent on. I don't want to put, you're going to be number one in the league.
Yeah.
But looks like you could have some fun on defense this year.
Oh, 100%. I mean, anytime you see the defensive line getting after the quarterback, I mean, we talk about 9 sacks, but how many times was it pressure, in the quarterback's face, errant throws, and, stuff like that that are real exciting for us because, when you get pressure like that, it leads to turnovers in the back end. But
Closer can step in and get a pick.
But like you said, I mean, it's still early. Obviously, we got a lot of work to do. I mean, even the success that we had, there was still some things in the game that we did that we know we have to do a lot better. And that's what we're working at toward this week. And that's why we're really excited to continue to keep growing and go against a great football team in the Tennessee Titans. Obviously, we know what they did to us and we know what they're capable of. So we got to make sure that our head's in the right position when we go down there and obviously practice with them and then play them again on Saturday.
Well, Bill generally lets everybody know in those Monday morning meetings whether or not they were in the right position. But going back to Mayo, you talked about Mayo and the job that he's doing. You know, how is it to have a guy that is now, a coach and is out there calling the defense and being part of the defense and is not that far removed? What's it like? Does he look to you guys, especially some of the veterans like yourself, and say, hey, what do you see in here? What do you think we should do? Does he get that input from you guys?
Oh, 100%. He's always asking us and coming up to us like, all right, this is what I'm thinking for this drive, maybe on third down or the drive started first down. What are you guys thinking? He's trying to get the input, obviously, of the older guys. But I think the thing that makes Mayo so unique in this situation is not only was he a great football player, but he was just a smart football player as well. Always knew where to be, always was smart enough to get other people aligned as well. So when you have a guy like that who's obviously that smart, then also a great leader, it's so easy for people to follow him. It's so easy.
And does it make it a little bit easier for you as a guy who comes off the field and now you know that, hey, when you say this is what I saw, they can kind of relate a little bit. Mm-hmm. I always found that to be the easier thing for me as a player is when the coach could relate to what I was seeing because it's different when you're out there versus on the sideline.
Oh, for sure. That's always the battle between, coaches and players. Mm-hmm. It's just trying to, tell the coach sometimes, like, look, I know you're telling me to do this, but on the field, like, when I'm out there, this is like what felt better. And then, like you said, having Mayo, who's been out there, not only play the game, but play in this exact system, it gives us so much more, understanding because, he'll be like, okay, I understand what you were trying to do and I understand why you did this, but we need to do this, so we got to find a way. So when you have that, that bridge between that, player and coach, that constant battle, it makes everything a lot easier. And he obviously, when he's in there in the staff room, I mean, he can really, show the coaches, that's in there who didn't play in this league and
kind of get your voice across.
Exactly,
to them,
be the voice of the players. I understand what you're saying too, but this is what, what I would have seen as a player, and I can understand why he did that.
We're talking with New England Patriots defensive back Daron Harmon. Andy used the nickname the closer. Let's be honest now. You have had the ability to get some interceptions that closes games out.
The Red Sox could use him.
What is there about you and the football and coming together when games are at the end?
I just try to be consistent. I mean, try to literally be in the place that I'm supposed to be. And, you know, in certain situations like that, I mean, when the pressure is on, you know, weird stuff happens, you know, from time to time from an offensive standpoint.
You got a nose for the football.
Just, I just always try to pride myself on running to the ball.
Right.
You know, reading the quarterback and running to the ball. Over the last couple of years, I got so many just tips, like tip balls, you know, like Oakland last year. Pittsburgh, then the Eagles, even in the Super Bowl that we lost, and last year against the Vikings, you know, it's just running to the football, and like, for whatever reason, the ball just, you know, it finds me.
That leather magnet you hide in your shoulder pads.
You know, and I hope it keep on coming this year, you know.
So having a knack of the nose for the football, that's always, that tells you that you're one of those guys, and what a lot of people don't see in practices, I don't know if they still do it, there's a drill where it's like, you know, you take the snap and then it's everybody running to the football. It's 11 guys, and so that is ingrained in you. And so now it just becomes natural for you when the ball's in the air to instantly go and be in that vicinity, and that's why you've been successful at that.
Yeah, we do that. We do that drill at least twice a week. And like you said, like, it's a drill that, you know, it's at the beginning of practice, and you don't really love
to start
the day off, but obviously it's something that we all know is very, very vital to our success with all 11 guys running.
We didn't
to the
do
ball.
That on offense. a little bit of plays versus air, and we're good.
Yeah. So, Daron, you're an interesting guy in that you've sort of been the third safety here, but you're a team captain. You're a starter even when you don't really start. Mm-hmm. And then this offseason, they bring in some guys, and I saw you, I want to be respectful here, but you got into a little Twitter thing, reports of, you know, is your job in jeopardy?
Yeah, for sure.
Everybody's job's in jeopardy, right? Mine is, Tom's is.
If you don't perform.
No, right. Tom's isn't so much. No, Tom's probably not. Okay, so maybe not Tom, but 52 other guys. So, you know, how do you feel in this camp with just, like, everything that's going on around you? How do you compete? Mm-hmm. Not be complacent, but understand I'm still also a veteran. I've shown some things. Where is that?
Well, I mean, honestly, my body and my mental, I mean, I feel great. I mean, I'm at a point where I'm just continuing to try to increase my role. So I've been working hard at, you know, playing closer to the line of scrimmage, working on my man-to-man skills, just, you know, understanding the real roles of playing strong safety. I've been fortunate enough to play, you know, free safety for this team for the last 6 years. And, you know, the coaches, they trust me to be in the deep part of the field, to make plays on the ball, to cage up the runners and make tackles when it break. But, you know, as a football player, you're always searching to be better and to do more. So that's when I've been at this all season, and the good thing, the coaches have been able to provide me with those type of opportunities. So I mean, at the end of the day, you know, competition always makes everybody better. I mean, with the competition, you're either going to succeed or you're going to fold.
Right.
And I'm a person that I really believe in myself and my ability. So I've been, you know, continue to getting better, and I've been succeeding at, you know, trying to play two positions. And obviously, as an older guy, you get younger guys like Obi, who comes in, you know, AJ, Malik, and Terrence Brooks. This is his first year with us, but you still try to help. You know, you try to help them, you try to mentor them, you try to show them what I'm seeing out there so that they can play the defense the way it's supposed to be played. And the reason why I do that is because, I mean, that's what Dev, Steve Gregory, Patrick Chung, that's what those guys did to me when I came in. They never outcasted me or were like, oh, this guy's trying to take my job, but I can't give him any of my tips.
Right.
They brought me in like the brotherhood that's here and taught me how to play football like a New England Patriots safety. So I'm just trying to share, you know, the same wisdom and the same love that I got when I came in.
Now, what's that old line when you're dealing with a young guy on the team? You teach him everything he knows. You just don't teach him everything you know. That's the difference. You know?
But the other thing I think that you said, Daron, which, you know, anybody who's played for Bill knows this, the more that you can do, you know, whether that's position flexibility, we see it in this defense all the time, having the ability to go from free safety to strong safety, the more that you can do, even on special teams, it just creates more of an opportunity for you as a player to be successful in this system.
Exactly. And, like, that's what I'm trying to – he talks about that. He's crazy because we literally had that talk today about being able to play multiple positions, how much it brings to the team about your value.
Right.
So, you know, obviously I've been good enough to be a free safety, but I'm just continuing to trying to grow. I mean, if you're not trying to get better, you get worse. You know how it is. Like, and I'm just always trying to be a better football player and a better player for the New England Patriots.
We're looking forward to talking to you this season. Thanks for coming by today.
No problem.
Good to see you.
Have a good one.